Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
The program of the Local Democracy Agency started from a pilot project to an efficient and sustainable instrument to promote democracy and civil society. Last year, the ALDA celebrated its 10th anniversary, and the network of the LDAs is well-established system of promotion of local democracy and civil society in Europe. Today, the network is able to include 12 agencies and it's covering 7 countries in Southeastern Europe and in Southern Caucasus. They are supported by more than 100 partners, local authorities and civil society groups in Europe, giving their own financial and political support. The program is also heading to its own enlargement. Enlargement in terms of quantitative figures and qualitative figures. Our aim is to promote LDAs into Southern Caucasus and maybe Armenia and Azerbaijan this year. We are heading to promote LDAs probably in Kosovo this year and in Macedonia next year. We are working for a possible LDA in Belarus when the time will be possible in the next upcoming years, and therefore the network may enlarge up to 20 local democracy agencies. On the other hand, the network will probably have to decrease its activities in the future European member state, like Croatia will probably access the European Union by 2012, and therefore we have to arrange an exit strategy for this country. Enlargement probably mean as well deep consideration of this methodological approach and promote definitely this methodology into the European policy making. The objective of ALDA in terms of quality of our work will be to be a promoter of change, focusing our policies and lobby in the construction of Europe of citizens and the Europe from below, including also the new and future member states. There is, of course, a development of the focus of the work of the LDAs. The LDA was first mainly focused on local government issues and inter-ethnic dialogue since the beginning. However, with the different context, either in Southeastern Europe and in Southern Caucasus, their focus is today more in the process of European integration, and they do represent an ideal platform for the program of pre-accession of the European Union. We have several types of actions, like the city-to-city partnership, partnership between local authorities and civil society, long-term programs. Participatory planning process is also one of the features of the LDAs. ALDA is also a very oriented membership organization with local governments and civil society groups. Today, we have 160 members in Europe, coming from 27 member states. It involves both local governments and association of local authorities and civil society groups dedicated to the participation of civil society. We have indeed a very proactive approach towards our members in different manners. ALDA demonstrates every day that it is at the service of the members and not only waiting for them in terms of proposal and ideas and funding. We have regular governing boards where the members can participate, and we develop together multi-annual position papers. Despite the difficulty of the cost, ALDA tries to have a plurilingual approach in its activities and to have at least a minimum documentation in different languages. There are also several services and projects are proposed every week to our members. We do develop think tank activities and advisory and consulting services. We are part of European networks where we can lobby for our members. We have project proposal in development and fundraising for its activities. By having our offices in Italy, in Brussels and in Strasbourg, we can also offers facilities and support to our members.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.